everybody. Well, tonight is our VBS radio show. Today's Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. And we'll clear the date for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That feels good. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And if you have a situation going on, let's clear that too. So think of an incident. Could be a physical pain even. So let's clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Okay, we'll bring Michelle on. Are you out of the BBS preparation room there?
Yes, I'm out of it. Here I am. Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night radio show where we answer all sorts of great questions that people write in. And if you wanted to write in and you had a question that you've always wanted to know, you can write in to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can also go to www.creationlightship.com. And on the right-hand side, you can click on the BBS fast chat. There's a couple little clicks you do. And you can write us a very short anonymous question through that means. And we will get it, and we'll be able to read it to Ron. So welcome. We have, let's see, we have a conference coming up. Not this weekend, but I believe next weekend. So if you wanted to get a picture to Ron, that's a $100 donation, and he will be accepting those up until Tuesday. And is email a good way to do that, Ron?
That's the only way, yes.
Okay, great. So if you wanted to email a photo, you can email creationlightship@yahoo.com, and that will go directly to Ron, or you can send it through the CLS questions@yahoo.com, but usually people just send it directly to Ron. Okay, and we have some questions. So if you are ready, Ron, I'll just start asking you questions.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So the first one says, when on the new Earth transport, can clearings of the spirit still be done?
The new Earth transport is for you to put in your clearing, and there, and what that's for is in case ascension time happens and the dark side tries to take you away, you're still being found. And so that energy on the new transport is related to your body. Your spirit, you know, could also be there, but mainly that's a body clearing, so your body won't be stolen. That's why you put the energy there on the new transport. So back to you.
Okay, great. So it's kind of like a little insurance policy. We do our clearing, and then it goes over there, and it just waits for us.
That's basically, that would be it, yes.
Okay, good, because you know, I've often wondered, like, oh, my gosh, what if I'm going through something when it happens? You never know. So it's good to know. It's definitely a good way to do it. Just have it there. Then you know at least those parts of you, for the most part, are going to be on the new earth and ready to go. And then, so speaking of ascension, somebody else wrote in, has anyone that's doing the clearings ascended with their body yet?
No, that's ascension hasn't happened. So nobody could even do that. It's not possible. So you know when ascension is when you're no longer here and there's no more BBS radio shows. And then hopefully you've done clearings that will bring you into the new earth, and from there ascension will take place from that location where your body is. So the fact that you're still listening, haven't done the ascension yet. So back to you.
Okay, so the closest that we can get to that right now is just being on the new earth, doing our clearings and putting them on the new earth where they wait, and getting as many things done as we feel need to be done, I guess. Okay, so speaking of placeholders, I know you went into some detail recently about it, and somebody has said that they have commanded their placeholders to go because you said we didn't quite need them anymore. And they don't know if they're actually gone. They're just wondering if you know if they're gone.
If you commanded them to go, they left.
Okay, and we don't need them, right? Right now?
Well, if you... The only reason why you would have space holders because your spirit is too weak to go into those locations. So I'm assuming the person was on the spirit in the box call and they have more spirit energy, and then they can direct their spirit into those locations and then just see how you feel about it. See if you're healing a little bit better or not. So if you are, then you know, a space holder is not going to heal you. It's just going to take up space, and it would prevent entities from maybe coming into your body. So that's what it's basically for, is just to hold space inside of you. So back to you.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Oh, this one is specifically for a paranormal show, so I'm going to save that for Friday night, because Anne typically talks about those types of things on Friday nights, which is always interesting. Okay, but at the bottom of this one, it says, a number 10 movie, Ghost and the Darkness. In 1896, a construction engineer from the British Army, Patterson, is sent to Africa to build a railway across a river for the British East Africa Railway. And soon after the arrival, the workmen begin taking at night from, to be taken from their tents at night, never to be seen again alive. Interesting. So I guess it's called Ghost in the Darkness. Very interesting. Okay. Well, the more of that may be covered on the Friday night show, but if anyone wants to look up that movie, it might be something they want to take a look at. Okay. So someone's wondering how to donate to the Light Chamber if they want to have their photo in there, and I believe that that's just using the PayPal logo on the side of the website. You go to, it says PayPal, and then you put in the amount, $100, and then you pay for it, and then when you get the email, you send it to creationlightship@yahoo.com and with your photo, and say, Ron, this is for your next conference, and they will print up the photos, and they will have them in the Light Chamber. Is there anything that you wanted to add to that, Ron?
No, that sounds correct.
Okay, great. So that's how you do that. So you're going to. So the email address again is creationlightship@yahoo.com, and that goes directly to Ron.
And it's got a copy of your receipt and the picture that you'd want us to put in the chamber, and simple as that.
Yes. And you can send photos of your animals, your personal animals as well. All right. Oh, so this person wanted to add someone that they know, and they just wanted to be part of it. So that's very nice. All right. Okay. Somebody is requesting codes for one of the clearings, and now usually they get email to you, and I highly suspect that the person actually has them already. Sometimes, however, there is a little bit of a delay. Maybe you need to refresh your browser, but usually those get sent to you, and I'll just hang on to it just to make sure that the person gets it. Okay. Somebody's asking for the sleep protocol.
What's that again?
The sleep protocol?
I don't know what that would be. No clue.
I am not quite sure either. Anne may know, and I'm not sure if it was something that you discussed. I don't quite remember. I do know that on many of the calls, Ron will do sleeping water for us, and that'll be a little bit of water that you set aside specifically, and you just need to say, that's my sleeping water, and the light beings will put something, you know, an energy in the water, and wow, it really works. So that's very helpful. Okay, now somebody's asking why you don't have a poverty barcode removal, since this is the major issue on this planet. However, there is a poverty whole life clearing. I don't know, Ron, if you want to talk about, is there a barcode for that?
Well, yeah, there could be one. Have they done their natal barcode? Because that could also be connected to them. With that, they may want to do the prosperity bundle. That could help out. But as far as the barcode, I don't have one on the website. You know, and find out, in a sense, why you're chasing money, okay? Are you allergic to money? You know, you may look a little different, you know, at yourself and see what's going on. And maybe there's a whole lifetime clearing that might help you with that. So I just don't know what else to say on that. You know. So you're probably allergic to money. So figure out what clearing is there to have it flow into your life. I'm sure there's people listening who, you know, maybe have overcome that. Maybe somebody knows about being stuck, not having money, and then now they have money coming into their life. What clearings they have done. I would think fear and anger would probably be the ones to concentrate on. Maybe you're in fear of money because of something from a past life in you that came forward in this lifetime. I think we have a trust clearing, I believe. You may want to do that, I think. You know, and maybe betrayal. So just, you know, doing one clearing to help think you're going to help yourself out, to bring money in, may not do anything for what you want to have the outcome to, because you haven't cleaned out what the original problem is. I'm assuming you already had your whole lifetime emotional and mental clearing, you know. If you haven't, that's where you begin. Don't jump into anything beyond that until you at least do those two clearings so you can become centered and know where you are. The mental is, you know, just as important as the emotional, but people don't normally think of their mentalness. They just think of being emotional. So I would think the, you know, fear and anger, maybe there's some other things. We'll see what other people bring forward if they want to say what they have done, you know, in the past. That's why I put up the self-empowerment clearing so that you're able to get jump-started. And there's, I don't know, like 36 different clearings. It's like a big Band-Aid for issues. And you may want to, you know, look at that clearing to see if that helps you. Back to you.
Okay. So you mentioned the natal barcode. Would you write poverty in there as the issue?
No, just put your name in and start to clear off everything that's associated with you. Remember, it's probably internal with you. And so you're cleaning out your internal stuff that the aliens gave you before you, you know, started living here. So that's sort of the way it is, you know, to do that clearing. And you know, put your name in, your address, anything that's noted to you. Phone numbers, maybe license plate numbers of some of your cars or something, and it'll start clearing that off of you. So it's like a major energetic cording release that was put on you for your life path in this lifetime. So you get this stuff off of you, then maybe you're able to, you know, start over again. So back to you.
Okay, so you mean like all account numbers, all identification numbers, all license numbers, anything like that. That's how the darkness can find you. They attach it to you. You clear that off, and then it's just released, right?
Yeah, and maybe even your checking account numbers or saving account numbers. They'll start clearing those numbers that's attached to things that you're connected with.
Great. Okay. I'm actually writing this down because I know I've heard it before, but it just kind of went over my head. Like I just didn't really go, well, you know, I need to be really active about this. I've done other things, but that is a great idea. So the natal barcode is a fantastic clearing because you can pretty much add anything. And I know I have in the past done my credit card numbers, and that did make quite a big difference. So I'm going to do all sorts of other numbers now as well. And by the way, to the listener who asked for the sleep protocols, I have found them, and I know what you're talking about. It was something discussed several weeks ago, and I will email that to you later on. So,
and if you have any favorite numbers, sometimes, you know, maybe you lived, with your parents, you know, maybe a few houses when you're growing up. Maybe you've lived in a few places, you know, maybe apartments or whatever. And somehow, maybe one number keeps coming up, you know, that it keeps recycling all the time, or a sequence of numbers. Well, that's kind of, you know, the way they're steering you, you know. Maybe your license plate somehow has two number ones on it, for instance. And you lived in a house, you know, where there was two ones in the address. And naturally, you know, your cell phone number has two ones in it. And, you know, you need to go, you know, to the vet because you have an animal or whatever that has a problem. And lo and behold, you know, they have two number ones in their address. And you go, wow, am I being routed around all these two number ones throughout my life? Yes. So, you know, that's how you need to look at that. Some people have favorite numbers, you know. And, they bounced on again. Oh, this license plate ahead of me has it. Well, my radio shows it all the time, my digital clock in my car or whatever, you know. So you need to look at that and see, you know, how they're tracking you, because they're just tracking numbers. So do the natal, you know, clearing, natal barcode, and that starts to take away that stuff. Or maybe you like the color blue, okay? Let's just use that just to switch over to something else. So your wardrobe's full of blue clothes. Wherever you go, you see blue. You know, you see a lot of blue cars. Not that other people aren't seeing them either, but for you, you kind of like, oh, there's a blue car again, you know? So there are things that you kind of see all the time. You go walking into the store, and somehow you end up being on an aisle where there's items that are all blue, and you go, wow, why am I on this blue aisle here, you know? So anyway, it's just another way of looking at it. Back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, and the important thing is that is a barcode clearing, so you can choose to clear off whatever you like. So there you go. That fits, and that works really well. And another listener says that the self-empowerment clearing worked really great for all of the issues that they were having. They particularly released those entities that they had that were causing them severe neck pain, and over the last 4 days, it just went away. So that was a self-empowerment clearing.
Great.
Really great clearing. Yeah, and it's got so many components to it. So that's a really good one, too.
Yeah, I think it cost $50, $50 or $60, and I think it was to last for like 6 weeks or something, I think. So, you know, by going through that, I put that up only because some people are having difficulties getting jump-started, you know, and back into life. Maybe they were almost homeless when I put this clearing up, or haven't had a job for a year, and their unemployment's running out, and they can't find a job, and they're depressed, you know, things like this here. And so at that point, you know, you're dealing with issues that get compounded as you start looking at them, because you're on that timeline of whatever it is. Maybe it's like the defeat timeline, or lack of self-esteem, or something. And so you know, by doing that clearing, it can help you get out of your funk and jumpstart you back into life again. And that's why I think I have it for 6 weeks, so that you can keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And just start from the first entry there that's listed and go all the way to the end, and then we have another box in case we didn't catch it. But when you start reading it off, you start saying, gee, I think I got that issue. Wow, that one sounds good too, you know. Kind of like going into a candy store, you know, and you're looking at all these candies, and you like to have every one of them. Well, when you get on that clearing, that's kind of the way it looks, you know, that, wow, I could be attached to this. I feel a resonance on this particular thing. But just start with the first one, you know, and go down. So back to you.
It is kind of like that. You look at them and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I got to do that one, that one too. I know when I did it a long time ago, I didn't realize. I mean, I knew it was only for a certain amount of time, but I didn't realize that I could open multiple windows and do several issues at a time. How many do you think a person could do without being overwhelmed?
I don't know, 2 to 4 maybe. Remember, your mind tells you you can do more than you can, and you're really not talking to your body. Remember, your mind will kill you, so you got to be very careful. That's what happens, is you think you can do something, like an evil Knievel, you know? And your mind will say, I can do this here, you know? Well, you really probably can't. So remember, your body will need time to catch up after you clear away the densities out of it, and it needs time to integrate your healing. Not that the healing takes that long to do, it's already done, but your body has to catch up. So everybody's different. And just because you did a couple of clearings, maybe you ran 4 of them at a time, and you go, wow, this is great. I can run 4 on the next one, too. Well, the next one might have so much stuff in there, you could be laid out for a day sleeping. So you have to be very, I won't say careful, but, you know, it's up to you. I wouldn't do more than 4, typically a couple with the same issue. So back to you.
Okay, so just kind of take it easy and monitor your body. That's so funny. You said evil Knievel. I used to have an evil Knievel doll. You set him up on this little thing, and you zip this little string, and his little motorcycle went. Anyway, it was so much fun. Okay, so
that's a good way to look at entities, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm not saying that he had entities in him, but it's really a good indication, because your body would not do something that, you know, could kill you. It's, you know, it's not necessarily fearless. But the mind takes over, the entities connect to the mind, and you think you can do this supernatural thing. You may still be thinking it when you're in the air on that motorcycle, and then all of a sudden, you crash coming down or something. At that point, the entities leave and your body's struggling for life. And if the entities don't care, they'll find another person who wants to be stupid. So remember, just to do that stuff, you know, unless you want to kill your body, I'd say that'd probably be a good thing to do with all these death-defying stunts and things. And that's just the way it is. But those are entities that normally come in, take the body over. Can the entities make the body bounce off the ground when you're going 100 miles an hour? And should it run 100 miles an hour so you don't hurt yourself? Or should it roll properly? I doubt that. Probably leave when you go splat. So back to you.
Don't be an evil Knievel. That's the lesson. Yeah, I never got it. I was like, I'm fine being on the ground and feeling intact. Good thing.
Yeah, I don't know why I'd use the word evil. That's pretty weird, too, you know? Maybe that came from entity. So anyway,
I don't know.
Back to you.
Yeah, I thought it was just it rhymed. You know, it sounded catchy. You know, that was just a marketing thing. I think his name was probably Eric or something. Okay, so this person writes in about the spirit in the box clearing on Saturday. It says, my pains I referred to were some new ones, not bad, though. I was tuning into my physical body, so I believe that they were just becoming aware of something. And it says, thanks for the entity clearing. My normal back pain between my shoulder blades just went away. Okay. Then they mentioned that they feel it kind of came back a little bit. Would they just continue with more entity clearings, or it could be a lot of things I know that can cause back pain, any type of mental stress. And then I know the more clearings you do, you'll feel like just entire masses of muscles, particularly in your back, release. So, okay, so now the person says, in the future, I'm planning to do some more major clearings because that works really well. Okay, great.
It's kind of hard to comment on some of the emails, not knowing what a person has had with clearings, you know? So, you know, you could have something dealing with a past life of 500 years ago that your ancestors did, and it's passed on to you in this lifetime. And, you know, maybe they were, afraid of something, maybe afraid of walking in the woods at night, and, you know, maybe something attacked them and jumped on their back and tore some muscles or something, maybe something, some animal or something was biting them, and now they got a back pain from walking at night. Now you're there wondering why you have a back pain, okay? It's showing that person being in fear, probably drawing something to them, you know, walking at night. Or you're just picking up the fear. Maybe you have the fear of walking out at night. And that resonated with having that person, you know, having a tiger jump on them or something and bite them or whatever it was. And so now you're dealing with their issue. Remember, these are all internal things that you're dealing with. And so you want to, you know, look at that root cause of that and clear it out. So this could be a fear clearing. Back to you.
Yeah, the fear clearing is great. And I know people have said, oh, well, I'm not really afraid, but the fear is more like an energy. It really is in your body. It's in your DNA, and it's in the air because everybody has some kind of a fear. There's so many things that, you know, we carry with us, and you may have mentally conquered many of them. Hopefully you have, but it's still, once you do it, you go, oh, wow, yeah, I really needed that. I'm glad I did it. So the fear clearing is fantastic, and I would say one of the first ones that a person could do and get a lot of benefit out of it.
And then we have, you know, along with the fear, you could have an abandonment issue, you know? You're out in the woods walking and everybody goes different directions and you thought you're going with them, and now you're at night at midnight and hearing all these strange noises, you know, and so now you feel abandoned. So that abandonment clearing now kicks in, and now you're in fear and you're also dealing with abandonment. Remember, these are all issues that are passed on to you. So you need to look at what clearings can help you out. So that's why I say maybe at first just do that self-empowerment clearing to give you a nice, good Band-Aid, or many, many Band-Aids, so you can function in the now more readily to, you know, maybe change your life so you can get some reprieve from all your stuff. So anyway, everybody, like I said, has a different deck of cards and different issues. And then some people, you know, when you talk to them, they don't even, you know what you're talking about fear or something, and they're so fear-laden that they're overwhelmed with that, and now they're using another energetic body, and they don't think they have fear. They don't do anything. You know, maybe they live in their trauma body. They already saturated their fear body. Now they're in trauma, so the word trauma comes out of their mouth. So you just need to know what body you're living in, clear that, to see which is the next one that was activated prior to you living in trauma, okay? Oh, it's sort of like, you know, people talk about when they get injured, like from a car wreck or something, the largest pain that your body's having shows up first. But lo and behold, you got a pain here, and eventually, maybe a couple of weeks, that goes away. Now another pain pops up somewhere else, unrelated. And you go, wow, why do I have pain there? Well, you have another problem, you know? And then that starts to go away, and then another one pops up. So that's sort of what you're going through is trying to figure out what, you know, what you're dealing with. And some people will say, well, you know, I feel like I was the most happiest when I was a child. Well, that's because you don't have much of this stuff activated yet. And you may want to look at what you did when you were a child, if there was something that you really enjoyed doing. That would be maybe your life passion coming out then before the dark side, you know, wanted to take it away from you. You know, there's that movie, not really related to what I'm talking about, but this is probably in the 70s, and it was called Bambi Meets Godzilla. So you see this nice little scene. It's only about a minute long, and there's music playing that's kind of very, very peaceful, and there's Bambi eating. Then all of a sudden, this big, gigantic foot steps on, you know, Bambi, and that's Bambi Meets Godzilla. Well, that's what the dark side does to you. You know, they take away your peace. So maybe some of you have seen that movie. So I think I saw that a long time ago when I went to see the movie by the band The Last Waltz. That was quite a while ago. I think that played before it. So back to you.
Oh, well, I haven't seen either of those. So the band made a movie?
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie. I think throughout The Last Waltz.
Huh.
Your rock and roller, you know, they talk about their life, how they kind of met, and they play a bunch of songs, and they have other artists, you know, come with them on stage. Yeah, The Last Waltz. I think it's on YouTube, not YouTube, but Netflix, I think. It's very good, The Last Waltz.
Yeah, I'm ready with that. And now that you say that, I actually remember somebody saying that because I used to live in California, and there were a lot of people who were a big fan of the band. So they wrote the song The Wait, right? Okay, I will check that out. And I haven't seen the Bambi Meets Godzilla, but I may have experienced this. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Sensitive ones are, you know, it does happen to sensitive people. They have this talent, and they happen to also be very sensitive, and they happen to be emotional. And then at some point, somebody's like, oh, you could never make a living doing that. And then you're like, well, gee, well, then what is the use? But really, the use is that, well, it makes you happy, and it makes you feel good, and that's who you are. And, you really can't do or be anything other than what you are. And we just live in a place where that's not always revered, but you got to be who you are. So there you go. All right.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, you used to say it a lot, like a lot of the older shows, that when you have your spirit in your body and your purpose of being here is literally to be creative.
Yep, so see what creativity you used to do when you were younger before the dark side, you know, took it out of you by dealing with traumas and stuff. So, you know, that's a good way to see maybe where your passion is for this lifetime. You may have outgrown it, but maybe not. I don't know. And that's the part of... young children being innocent before, you know, the dark side takes all the tolls on them to try to get you out of here. So back to you.
Okay. All right, another listener wrote in, after the spirit of in the box clearing, I noticed immediately upon putting on the TV in the hotel room that everyone looked like clones. I said, oh, my goodness, everyone is a clone. It was so noticeable.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I recently had this experience. I think it was, I can't remember it now, but it was, probably about a month ago, I did something, and I was like, wow, I really see it now. It's so weird. It's like seeing kind of a dull movie. It is kind of like a fish tank, seeing people in a fish tank.
Yeah, and the clones are not three-dimensional, so in a sense. So you're going to look at them, and they're just going to look like something with, you know, they don't have any energy. And it's, you know, you could just probably sit at a store and just maybe watch 100 people go by, and you might get a couple that may walk in front of you that are actually more three-dimensional, or at least have a glow to them or an auric field. The clones don't have anything. So, yeah, it is that's what I've been seeing my whole life. And then to make people real on the expos when I go to them, you know, it's neat to have maybe that half an hour where the people are actually real, and the whole room gets warmer, and they start to glow. And, you know, and you can really tell the difference on them. I don't think I have any, maybe... I might have a couple of videos on YouTube with that. I've been doing this for probably about 5 years, but sometimes the camera doesn't move to the audience, so you know, it just pointed at me when I'm doing this. But it's quite something to watch them change. So back to you.
Well, speaking of clones, this is a great question. Somebody wants to know, since when did we get changed out every 10 minutes? Did that start at a certain point?
Everybody has been getting switched out every 10 minutes throughout their lifetime. So every 10 minutes, you're a different you. And so to kind of confirm that for yourself, because it sounds kind of weird, just have a conversation with somebody, and hopefully that you just got switched in, and even just watch yourself, and just start talking to somebody and see how their body jerks or moves or what they're looking at. A lot of times you're talking and all of a sudden the person gets kind of spaced out. They look up in the air around, you know. Maybe they're wondering what the hell they're doing here, but they don't know that information, but they landed here. And the aliens aren't in control of time. So you may not see a person materialize here before your eyes because, you know, their time is so much faster than what you can perceive. If you could slow their time down, you could probably see the person actually coming in, the hologram being made, and, you know, you see their clothes start to materialize, and then you start to see the surroundings, wherever you are, that you're looking at materialize, and then lo and behold, they're there. But if you're still talking to that person when all this is going on, they probably might lose, you know, maybe five words of what you're saying. And then they got to get in line and updated for what you've been talking about previously. So normally they'll look spacey, and they'll probably make a comment to you, what were you talking about, you know? And you thought, gee, this is kind of weird because, you know, a minute ago we were having this good conversation between the two of us here, and now the person doesn't even know what page I'm on. So, you know, you can do that yourself. Just go anywhere and start talking to somebody. Now, you will get switched out, too, and you may also find yourself looking up in the air or trying to figure out what you were talking about, stuck in your thoughts, and, you know, it may take a half a second to get downloaded because the other alien race that have you have to give everything to the next race that's making you. They give you their, you know, they're giving their blueprint to the other alien race. They got to materialize it. They got to materialize what everybody's looking at. And all of a sudden, you get back online and you're talking to the person. But yeah, this has been going on, I think, since you know, everybody's lifetime here, maybe even prior. And that's how they tag you and control you. And you know, the other thing, you know, you're driving your car, or your truck, or whatever down the highway, and miss your off-ramp. Well, that's what I call driving into the billboard. And you've been doing it for years, the same place. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, how could I miss that thing? I must be really stupid today, or, you know, what's going on with me? You know, you beat yourself up because maybe you got to drive another 5 miles to turn around to come back to where you were. But you weren't here. You were driving your car somewhere else, and maybe that off-ramp wasn't there, but you noticed it here, and you already passed it. So that's what happened. You just got dropped in, and, you know, the scenes are all there because they're just playing the movie for you. They're creating the movie, you know, for your abduction scenario. And then when you come back here, the off-ramp isn't there anymore. You're down the road 5 miles. And you go, wow, what was I doing, daydreaming or something? Or what song was on the radio that I was singing to? Maybe nothing, but you may think you were doing something. So anyway, that's one thing. And the other thing is all of a sudden the car appears, you know, in front of you or behind you or alongside of you. You're going to make a turn. You're dead stopped. You look in your up your windows. Nobody's there. You start pulling forward, and all of a sudden you got to jam your brakes on because somebody's yelling at you, you know, doing hand gestures because you scared them to death, and, you know, they had to stop their car because they would have hit you. And you look at them like, what's wrong with you? You know, you weren't there before, you know, but they're upset because you pulled out in front of them. Well, to one of you just landed. So they landed, or you landed. And that's just the way it goes. So, anyway, that's what happened. Back to you.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, it's not great, but it is an interesting question. It makes you wonder. I know most aliens are a certain amount of years ahead of what we know in, you know, normal society, I guess, non-military society even. Because they're way ahead as well. But it makes you wonder, you know, did this thing start happening in the 60s? And, you know, maybe that's why pop culture became popular. You know, listening to music, watching TV, taking, you know, ingesting things that might make you feel different. I don't know. Or did it start, you know, in the 1600s or the 500s? It would be interesting. I know that you don't really know because you weren't here either, but it's kind of an interesting question. So it's hard to imagine the level of technology because we really just have no concept of it. So, all right. Well, our next question says, crown and shrink wrap clearing, always running, and this person works on the phone. So they say, hi, Ron. I work at home answering phones, taking orders for natural health products, and I talk to sick people all day. I have a separate computer constantly running, 3 tabs to cover all sections of the crown chakra and shrink wrap, and then more tabs running the 2012 nano clearing and the natal barcode removal, and alien holographic reality. So that's 4 separate ones, the crown chakra, and there's several different sections in that, the 2012 nano, the natal barcode, and the alien holographic reality, which is one of the free clearings, and a few others. And then I often do my unlimited emotional clearing as well. Having my shrink wrap and crown closed with the clearings running really help keep me at peace, and I can help people without getting involved in their stuff. Thank you. Also, I was on the Spirit in the Box clearing. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Great. So remember, put something over your speaker if you can. You may have headphones on, but try to buffer that energy with the maybe a paper towel or you know, one of those new fabrics, you know, just so it's a little moist, and that can, you know, help you out with the negativity that could come across. So, yeah, very good. And just try it. If anybody's doing it, maybe that person who is talking to lots of people, maybe you have a way to do that, or somebody else out there, and just see if that, if you can comment on the success of it for you. Having something over your speaker so that the negativity gets stuck in the water. Back to you.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is somebody who may have been at the New York conference. I was just reading it. It says, The Beginning says not able to catch most shows since last Saturday, so they may have missed the Monday show. But they wrote that they were aware of North Korea, as I am intelligence with the Vikings, and sent them over to North Korea to investigate. It's good to know you were also involved. And the mishap was blamed on maybe computer hackers. They know it was time-traveling soldiers on my travel in subway. They met a Russian former special forces enlisted with U.S. Army as young adult. They gave him the card with the CLS Showtimes and Mind a Heart Drop and their phone number in case they have any questions. And he could not believe the teachings I shared. He was aware and was surprised I knew, but not to share with just anyone. Interesting.
Yeah, he probably ran into one that he's working with or something or seen him. I've had a couple of strange scenarios like that, where somebody would stop me out of nowhere on the street. One of the people, the last one, I believe the gentleman was Chinese. And he asked a real simple question, of directions. And so I gave him the directions, but I couldn't figure out really why he couldn't find the place because it was very simple. But regardless, I told him which way to go and how to turn. And it was just probably somebody coming in here who was a time-traveling soldier, who was physical here, and they just wanted to kind of say hi to me and stuff that they recognized me and, out there in the Beyondo. So that does happen. Oh, but very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So are all the people that are time-traveling soldiers that have signed up, like listeners and stuff, are we still doing things?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's always something happening.
There's always something. That's the truth. Okay. So this person is discussing that, yes, you can run the clearings with no Wi-Fi. They did so on the bus. It says, had the free clearings and timeline crash set up on iPad and was able to clear, and it worked. Be here now as they napped a lot, and the alien oxygen code removal. So I've done it too, where I set up my computer and then actually brought it out to the car or something because I'm on my way to maybe a cafe or whatnot. And, yep, still going. Oh, that totally works.
Yeah, I like hearing the comments from people who, like, take to a shopping mall or your coffee house, and you play the alien to light clearing. Or it's the one that released trapped aliens. I think that's, there's a YouTube link and stuff. And also, I believe a gentleman made a link where you're having this music and we are releasing aliens and just putting that on and watch the people change in the room because they could be full of aliens. Remember, you can have more than one in your body and they get released and the people change. So that's kind of trippy to watch the room clear out and the energy feels much better. So these trapped and enslaved aliens that are here are really trying to find a way out, and they may kind of like you to play that since you may know about it. So anyway, you want to describe that, Michelle? I think you maybe have done that, I believe.
Yeah.
And we only got like maybe 5 minutes to go, but that's a good clearing to do, especially if you have some weird stuff going on with people around you or that you're going to an event and you don't want to be slimed by people.
Yeah, so that one is a really good one. We actually have several versions of it. There's some versions on YouTube with its audio, and it's you counting the aliens out, and then one of the co-hosts is talking. And then there's some versions floating around where it's just the counting. And at one point, I believe I played it on my computer and I recorded it into my phone. And That one, I believe, has been floating around. So people can have it on their phone. They can have it as an email. They can have it in several versions in their phone or whatever they have. And then there's another one, which I really like to play a lot because it just sounds like you're playing a dubstep kind of song. And it's Ron Counting. It's so cool because it has this echo. And it's a great song. I love it. So I played that the other day, actually, in the cafe. And I work in this building with plenty of people. And I played it. And I just describe things sometimes as like, it's like the sound changed in the room. So that can be taken as kind of like a vibe. It's hard to explain, but the vibe just kind of changes. But I have a question now that you're talking about it, Ron. Would I need to play that like on the floor that I'm in? Because obviously the people on the floor that I work on can't hear the song in the cafe. Do I need to go on my floor and also play it?
Yeah, possibly, yes. Uh-huh. At least if you're with other coworkers and maybe you're in a cubicle or something, you know, that would be good.
Yeah.
You know, because it will help to clear the room out of, say, interference. So
okay.
Back to you.
Yes, and then I also remember you at one point mentioned that if you are in a place and maybe you're concerned that other people might hear it and be like, what are you playing that for? You can make it just loud enough that it is audible, but quiet enough that when you set it down, you know, you're just holding it in your hand by your waist or your leg, that maybe you couldn't necessarily hear it with your ears because there's a little, you know, ambient noise in the background. But just the vibration of your counting will still do the trick, so it'll still work. So that's good. Okay. All right. Now, another great question. Is it suggested to use the New Earth Transport for each body in the magnetic and twisted body alignment?
I would just mention the whole clearing. Make it a little simpler. Otherwise, you're doing a lot of work for yourself.
Okay, good. So just say magnetic twisted whole body and that'll all work. All right.
Yeah, uh-huh. The reason why you put that there, like I said earlier, is that I realized, quite a while back that if ascension time happened and everybody was taken sideways from the planet here in darkness, we'll just say that the aliens knew, you know, a minute or a second before ascension time. We'll just kind of use that as a premise here. So they knew about it, and they took everybody off planet. When the light gets turned off and nobody's here, the light's not going to search for anything on this planet because there's no light here. The light attracts light. If it's not here, then they don't know where you went, and there's no record of you because the light doesn't keep track of you. So that's why we have that Earth transport, so that you are recognized, and that's like your safety deposit box for yourself. And you are, then the darkness cannot deal with anything there on that particular level. So you are automatically, you know, being held accountable. Otherwise, they could just take you and, all your clearings wouldn't be good for ascension. That's why I put it up. I was a little concerned about that. So I had to figure out a way around that, and that's what I came up with, so that you are accountable for all of your clearings. Naturally, if you don't even know about ascension or care about it, the clearings will give you a better life. So on one premise, if you just do them because you want to have a better life, you will. So back to you.
Well, that's great. And I think it's an advantage that we have by using the computer and something that wasn't available to us simply because we did not have the technology about 2,000 years ago. So that's an advantage that we have. That is very important. So thank you very much, Ron, for setting that all up. Very cool. You know, I used to joke that, you know, computers were made for military use, but they're actually going to end up saving the world. So there's a lot of great uses for them. Well, we have about 1 minute to go, Ron. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
No, just that, you know, San Mateo's coming up. End of the month here. The event will start on the Friday and go through Saturday and Sunday. I believe people fly into San Francisco Airport. If I'm not mistaken, there is the Oakland Airport, too, but somebody said it was a little further away. And if you do come, there's a Whole Foods store maybe a couple miles from the event. So, you know, you can get some food in the morning or something. So that's good. Other than that, hope to see people there. See all of you there. I'd like to have all of you. So it's real nice to meet the people that, you know, maybe newbies, we'll say, who are, you know, coming to go in the chamber and stuff. So anyway, guess we'll do the mind to heart drop here. So here we go. Say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And if you're a newbie, 10 to 1 is great. If you've been doing it for a week or two, then you can just try 3, 2, 1. Because you're opening up that energy channel when you're counting, you know, the longer version. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you, people listening to us on BBS. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Good evening.